AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Two major resignations today at the University of Missouri, where students, including the football team, have been in open revolt over racial tensions.
Months after black students at the University of Missouri began protesting against racism on the campus in Columbia, and a week after graduate student Jonathan Butler began a hunger strike, University of Missouri President Tim Wolf announced,
I am resigning as president of the University of Missouri system.
Student protesters say that's just the start of addressing their needs on the majority white campus. Activist Marshall Allen.
Our demands must be met in totality to create systems of healing within the UM system.
The university chancellor, R. Bowen Lofton, says he is resigning his position at the end of the year. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Obama is denouncing today's deadly shooting in Jordan that left two Americans dead and two wounded.
The president vows to get to the bottom of what the White House calls a cowardly attack.
We take this very seriously and we'll be working closely with the Jordanians.
Spokesman Josh Hermes says the Americans worked for a State Department program that trains police not just for Jordan but Lebanon and the Palestinians.
The kind of police force and law enforcement that's critical to preserving security and order inside their countries.
Still, the motive for the attacks unclear, though Jordan has been a key U.S. ally in both peace efforts with Israel and battling the Islamic State group. Mark Smith at the White House.
Jeb Bush has a plan for the GOP presidential debate tomorrow night in Wisconsin. While he acknowledges he's got to get better on the debate stage, he says he's spending less time rehearsing and sees the primetime forum as more of a moderated conversation than a real debate. On Wall Street, investor concerns over the global economy drove the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 179 points. This is AP Radio News. The mayors of the three nations' largest cities are calling for a crackdown on some bad apple gun dealers.
The mayors of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago signed the letter to Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Their efforts were coordinated by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, which says 5% of the dealers supply the guns used in nearly 90% of the crimes nationwide. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they want Lynch to establish stricter guidelines for the dealers and to step up investigations into their practices. He calls it a national problem that hit close to home and notes four New York City police officers were slain in the past year by out-of-state guns. I'm Julie Walker.
A police body camera allegedly recorded the father of a 6-year-old autistic boy with his hands up and posing no threat as two police officers fired into his car, severely wounding him and killing his son in Louisiana. Both officers are being held on second-degree murder charges. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.